Raising interest rates even higher is not completely off the table. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Don't expect an interest rate cut anytime soon. That is the message from several officials at the Federal Reserve this week. That means rates on everything from mortgages to car loans will be higher for longer as the Fed continues to try and wrestle down inflation. But some Fed officials have hinted that higher for longer may not be the end of it. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York and joins us. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
How real is the possibility that interest rates could actually go up this year?
I think it's highly unlikely, but this week we heard two members of the Federal Open Market Committee at the Fed suggest that while it's not their primary forecast, it could happen.
And how are markets taking that possibility?
You know, the bond market takes everything the Fed says very seriously, and I suspect that's exactly why these Fed officials are making comments like that. If you look back at the first quarter, growth is tracking close to 3%, which is good. Inflation, of course, was disappointingly high in all 3 months of the quarter, and that's partly because market interest rates plummeted last year after the Fed indicated it was going to cut rates. So by talking about the mere possibility of increases, well, they've walked those market rates back up again. And I think it's an intentional effort to take some of the excessive fizz out of growth.
Chris Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Sabri.
Hospitality businesses in New York City say they're struggling to fill open jobs, and the new migrants arriving in the city would help solve that problem if they get authorized to work. New York City Hall, on the other hand, says it is struggling to cope with the influx of migrants and that the city's social services are strained. Aaron Delmore, with our newsroom partners, the BBC, has more.
For Colombia native Alexandra Gomez Castro, overwhelming joy.
When I received the work permit, I became filled with tears, a great emotion.
She says her heart is jumping when she finally gets a permit to work legally in New York City.
We have your work authorization.
She, her husband, and their three children are part of a large influx of migrants arriving in New York City, totaling more than 180,000 since 2022. They come from all over the world, many from South and Central America, fleeing threats of violence by foot and seeking asylum at the U.S. border. The family traveled further north to New York City, which uniquely provides shelter to anyone without housing. A nonprofit, Project Rousseau, handled her asylum application and secured her work permit. But not everyone finds their way through the complex forms and bureaucracy. They wait in old hotels and schools, now makeshift shelters teeming with new arrivals. City services are buckling. There are calls to send them back and close the border. Yet, business owners in the city say these new arrivals could be the answer to their labor shortages.
So I'm on a WhatsApp group with 300 restaurateurs. Everyone is asking all the time, do you have a line cook? Do you know of a manager? Do you have a waiter?
Migrants come by Barbara Sibley's Mexican restaurant, La Palapa, looking for work. But their path to legal work is slow and complicated.
The system is broken. These folks are here without the tools that they need to help me. It's that basic, right? I know for sure in New York City in the restaurant business, if the workers could work, we would have jobs.
Native-born workers don't make up as much of the U.S. workforce as they used to. The baby boomers are retiring, and birth rates have been falling for a while. So if the U.S. wants to keep up the size of its workforce or grow it, immigrants and migrants are a readily available solution. Andrew Ridgie is the executive director of the New York Hospitality Alliance, a nonprofit that represents more than 4,000 restaurants, bars, and nightclubs.
So there are open jobs, and employers want to hire people, and they're open to hiring immigrants and migrants. Where's the holdup?
The holdup is basically the federal government. We need the federal government to take action to make it easier for people to come and fill these jobs. It's not like they're displacing New Yorkers, displacing Americans from working in their jobs. These are open jobs. It will contribute to our local economy, to our national economy.
For centuries, immigrants have traveled to the U.S. looking for work, attempting to create a better life for their families. In New York City, I'm the BBC's Erin Delmore for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Dylan Miettinen. Our engineers are Brian Allison and John Brewington. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.